Families and students who have already seen delays in getting the financial aid information they need to help pay for college will have to wait even longer now for those offers from colleges and universities. That's because earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Education announced yet another delay in an already chaotic financial aid season. NPR's Corey Turner has been following these developments, and he's with us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Michelle.
Actually, not such a good morning because, you know, people who are in this world of waiting for aid offers know this. But for people who don't, this is a very big deal for students and families who've already been waiting for weeks, even months longer than usual. So if you just start by explaining why that is and what's behind this new delay.
Yeah, you bet. So normally colleges can start making financial aid offers not long after students fill out the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. And in the past, as you know, that's been as early as October. This year, though, the FAFSA didn't come out until the end of December, and the department said it wouldn't send colleges the FAFSA data they need until the end of January. And then, earlier this week, at the last minute, it changed that to March. And what that means, Michelle, really, for students and families, is that they're likely going to have to wait now until April, at the earliest, for those college financial aid offers.
But don't colleges traditionally require students to commit by May 1st?
Yeah, many do. Most do. There is no margin for error left in the traditional admission schedule. And I have heard a lot of concern about this delay's potential impact, especially on lower-income high school seniors who may be on the fence about college. You know, several college administrators and parents told me the longer it takes for aid offers to reach these students, the more likely they are to just give up on the idea of college. Scott Scarrow is the financial aid director at United Tribes Technical College in North Dakota, and he told me he really worries about these students.
If they're not getting real solid communication or communication that changes on them, they may just go find some low-paying job that's going to pay the bills now, and they'll just give up on school.
Michelle Scarrow told me he doesn't want the seniors of 2024 to be a kind of lost generation. And the irony here, though, is that this setback this week is largely because the Ed Department is fixing a mistake in the FAFSA that would have hurt many of these same students.
Right. People may remember you were on this program 3 weeks ago talking about this mistake that the Ed Department had made.
Yeah, a mistake that would have cost these students $1.8 billion in federal student aid, especially lower income students. So we can't forget that there is actually good news here, that the department finally committed to fixing the mistake. The problem is the fix will take time, money, and human resources that are already in short supply.
So you've been talking with a lot of financial aid offices at colleges and universities across the country. What are they telling you?
I mean, at first it was frustration I was hearing. Now it's exasperation. In fact, the timing has gotten so bad that a host of higher ed groups yesterday called on colleges to simply step back from that traditional May 1st deadline. They want schools to give students and families more time to consider their options once those letters do finally start going out.
That is NPR's Corey Turner. Corey, thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.